I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Monday, July 23rd, 2018, and we're here to talk about everything that really affects everything when it comes to you, your money, the markets, and all points in between. And we will discuss the markets, lots to cover as we are in the midst of earnings season. A big Trumpland report today. You know, there was The Tale of Two Cities. I believe the book starts. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Well, in one day, we have the best of Trump and the worst of Trump, which means too much Trump. Remember what I told you, the only thing I really liked about Obama? There were weeks where we really didn't hear from him. But now it is Trump all day long, ladies and gentlemen, with this, that, and the other thing, and we'll cover it a little bit today, as well as the nauseating, and I blame just as much the media. As you know, when you listen to the show, we pull no punches on that. But first, if you do not get the show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me and just be nice. That's all we ask, just be nice. I know it's rough for some of you. Read our commentary, articles we post, the charts of the day, and whatever else we put up there. Also, our big email service starts on, I believe, Wednesday, August 1st. We'll have that coming out again. It's been in big demand. We used to do it a long time ago, buy, sell, shorts, covers, and we ran into a roadblock called the regulators, who a year later said they made a mistake, sorry. Cost of my business $250,000. No big deal. Anyway, that's another story for another day. And that was years ago. But if you want to get involved, email me at GaryK.com or GKaltbaum at Kaltbaum.net. We're offering 1 month free, no obligation, no credit card. Just send us the email. We'll put you on. Blah, 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 blah. Where do I want to go first? First off, Trumpland. And I have to do Trumpland, unfortunately, have to do Trumpland, the good and the bad. Some would think it's the bad and the bad, but don't listen to the media, of course. Donald Trump ripped the head of Iran. Absolutely ripped the head of Iran, and I absolutely loved it. Threatened them. Loved it. Couldn't be happier. You know how many times Iran, Iran, in years past, would threaten this country, wipe us off the face of the earth, destroy us, destroy Israel, bludgeon us, and we said nothing. Well, Trump came out in capital tweet letters, absolutely ripping them, saying, go ahead, keep threatening, and watch what happens. I'm not going to repeat the whole tweet. Now, the media was having fits, and again, the media corrupt. They're mad at him when he's easy on Russia. They're mad at him when he's harsh on Iran. He can't win. And that's why we give them no credibility whatsoever. It doesn't matter what he does. It doesn't matter what he says. It's all bad Trump. So that was, for us, the good Trump. We love the president completely unadulteratedly defending this country. Now, we ripped him on the Russia thing. We think he handled that completely poorly. And we still don't think he's handled it well, even though others said that he's did better. So we trust him as far as we can throw him on Russia. But we like what he did today with Iran. But the bad Trump, the bad Trump. One of our biggest complaints of Obama was his targeting of industry and companies. Look how they targeted Walmart. What do you think, just somebody decided to hold a protest on Walmart and it just happened out of thin air? No. It came from the left. It came from Obama. And they were all over Walmart because Walmart will not allow unions. How dare they, those terrible people? Trump today puts out a tweet. In case you don't know, Jeff Bezos owns Amazon and the Washington Post, even though they're separate companies, though many people think they're one and the same. And he writes, "The Amazon Washington Post has gone crazy against me ever since they lost the internet tax case in the U.S. Supreme Court 2 months ago. Next up is the U.S. Post Office, which they use at a fraction of real cost as their delivery boy for a big percentage of their packages. In my opinion, the Washington Post is nothing more than an expensive lobbyist for Amazon. Is it used as protection against antitrust claims, which many feel should be brought?" So he's attacking Amazon and Washington Post. And Amazon was down like $30 at one time during the day, but came back and was only down about 10 or $15 on the day. And we hate that. We don't want the president going after anybody. We want you to stay away. Don't target companies. Don't talk bad about companies. Don't talk good about companies. Don't rip on any industries. Just go away. That's our take. Because in my mind, they're just taunting, he's taunting markets. One time he's going to say something a little bit too much and he's going to hurt things. Now, this was no big deal. But again, I worry. So we had a little bad and good Trump today. Of course, the media call it bad Trump. But again, do not trust anything out of their mouths. They're a joke. They're a joke. I witnessed it all day today as I put on CNN and MSNBC, and I listened to watch it for a while. And every question is a rip on him. Just everything from top to bottom. Anyway, that's Trump land. Aftermarket report. We got to start doing some important aftermarket names. Google. Now, that is a big cap. Well, I guess you call it internet content company. Has a market capitalization of $841 billion. So a move in that stock is muy importante to indices. As we have told you, the NASDAQ 100 is really like five names, Google's being one of them. We noticed sandbagging in Google recently. And what that means is the analysts with Google, they just guide. The guidance is ridiculous. Google's estimate for their earnings for the quarter that they're in was $9.70. Okay? an 8% growth rate. That was guidance, 8%. Even though the last three quarters were 32, 28, and 28. What do you think they did? Of course they did. They didn't come in at 8%. They came in at $11.75 earnings versus $8.90. Guess what? Estimates? If you did it right, it's about 25 to 30% just like they've been doing. That's all. That's all. This is a scam. I got Google up in the after hours, $60. And that's a big $60 because it's a mega cap name, but that can fluctuate. 2 minutes ago it was $1,285. This second it's $1,270. And by the way, we are pre-taping this show right after the market close. So that's the Google story. Again, sandbagging. And by the way, you know who else is sandbagging? Facebook. They've got a sandbagging number also. So anyway, before anybody starts telling you, wow, what a marvelous Google number, it was my expected number. The analyst in collusion, that's a big word going around, beat the number by a zillion percent. Now we'll see again how the stock reacts throughout the evening, but so far the initial reaction pretty darn good. Up next on The Edge, full market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
The American Veterinary Medical Association Convention in Denver is where 10,000 veterinarians, professors, and speakers come together to discuss industry advances and issues such as food animal safety, well-being, obesity, and One Health. We caught up with Dr. John DeYoung, AVMA president and companion animal veterinarian and surgeon, about the latest technology.
I would say in the last couple of years, dental radiography has become a big thing in a lot of practices. We brought it into our practice a couple of years ago, and we're using it a great deal on three, 4 days a week. And there's always ultrasound and endoscopy and everything else that's always being refined and made better and better.
And telemedicine is playing a role.
It's growing. It's already in the human field. And there are many rural areas where veterinarians can't get to that. There's definitely a place for doing so.
The AVMA is a strong believer in One Health, the intersection of health care for humans, animals, and the environment to help foster well-being and save lives. There's more valuable information at avma.org. That's avma.org.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, and mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Culp. I'm your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Hope you are having a very good day. Hope you appreciate, and we didn't coin these words, our fair and balanced thought process on the President of the United States. We don't pull any punches. We call them out on the bad. We compliment on the good. We don't have bias. All we see is good or bad policy, and we will be in agreement where we should agree. We'll be in disagreement where we shall disagree, but leave no doubt our biggest pet peeve, our one pet peeve, is a media that played defense attorney for Barack Obama for 8 years while he, under his watch, $9 trillion of new debt. For a man that 3 weeks before election said that he was going to do everything about our debt and deficits. And then within a week of the after winning the election or putting in office, announced an $800 billion stimulus that could not stimulate a moose in heat. Now, we are not thrilled at all with Donald Trump and McConnell and Ryan for upping spending themselves $300 billion a year. And we've called them out on the carpet big time here. And we will continue as we move forward. Anyway, the story after the close, Google is up $59 in the aftermarket. It was already at a new yearly high. They sandbagged earnings with the analysts. That was supposed to, it was only supposed to be 8% earnings growth. They came in, it looks like, I think about 28, and that's what they did the last three quarters. So the royal scam was on once again. They beat estimates on sales by a little bit. That has lifted the NASDAQ 100. Let me see how much, if I can put my glasses on, by about 0.5%. And things like Amazon, which was, it's up $12 in the aftermarket. Facebook is up a couple of bucks in the aftermarket. You get the little sympathy moves on that. I believe Ameritrade also reported after the close. That's not doing anything. Tomorrow we'll have 3M. United Tech, Verizon in the Dow, but you'll also get Texas Instruments, Chubb, Canadian National Rail, AT&T, Sherwin-Williams, Packard, JetBlue, Kimberly-Clark, Harley-Davidson, Biogen, Ameriprise Financial, and sundry others. Now keep in mind the Google can change throughout. It's already down $15 from the high in the last 5 minutes. It was $12.81. It's $12.66 right now. You never know what the deal may be as they go through all the stuff. But I'll write up the fact that they sandbagged tonight at GaryK.com. That said, by the way, hope you had a good weekend. Saw the Denzel Washington movie. It's the second one. I forgot what it's even called. I just dig Denzel. Very, very good. If you like violence. I'm not a violent guy, but, you know, it's a violent movie. I forgot the name of the movie already. It's the second one. Denzel Washington movie is called The Equalizer 2. Yes, correct. Thank you. And I dig Denzel. Anyway, that's it for your aftermarket. That's it for your movie review. Let's do today's market wrap. I think. Market wrap. There you go. Thank you. And it's brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbeck, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market. With his proprietary indicators, go check it out. Investment-models.com. A lot of jello moving on the plate, so listen up. Dow down 13 today. Very weird day. Because the NASDAQ had a raid. They raided the NASDAQ early. It was kind of weird. Off the Amazon thing with Trump and this, that, and the other thing. But finished up 21. S&P up 5. The SOX was down 18, finished up 2. That's another one. Transports up 72. Advanced declines 14.20 on the New York. Ugh. 15 and a half on the NASDAQ. In the Dow today, 3M, which reports tomorrow, was down 3. JP Morgan was up 2. I'll explain that in a second. Microsoft up $1.70. Goldman Sachs up 2, so financials were strong. Boeing was down $1.70. American Express up 1, so that was your Dow movers. And keep in mind, most of these Dow names are reporting earnings in the next week to 2 weeks. You do know that, right? But of note, last week we told you we thought the market topped. And it was really not really hard to figure out. Sometimes you see price trading in an area and then it just breaks that area. And that's what happened on Friday with the bond market. Well, fell through hard again today. So the yield on the 10-year hasn't gone up a lot, but we're 2.965 now, up from 2.8 something. And that other part of the equation is if short-term rates stay the same but long-term rates go higher, it helps the lenders. Guess what's happened here in the last few days? Financials have gotten stronger. Lenders have gotten stronger. As the thought process, margins expand, and they are correct. And I will tell you on top of that, even though the lenders and banks should be paying this amount of interest on money markets at this point in time, they're still not. So they're still getting the spread. Like I believe the 3-month Treasury bill is like 2% now. 1 month is getting close to there, and I'm hearing a lot of money market rates are 1.2, 1.4 still, so they're still getting away with murder. And yes, that's hyperbolic using the word murder, but you get my point. After all these years of 0% rates, you'd think they'd be magnanimous and do the right thing, but no, they're at the gas stations. The gas stations will raise the price at the pump very quickly. They'll take it down very slowly. No, that's not a figment of your imagination. what goes on. Up next on The Edge, more on the markets, news of the day, and whatever else today. I thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Culp. I'm your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Hope you had a good weekend. Google now is up $48 in the after hours. It was up 70 at one time. And again, I don't mean anything down, but they sandbagged. Google's always averaged 15 to 30% earnings growth. They did guidance with colluded with the analysts for only 8%, and then they end up beating by a mile. They learned from Apple. Others have been doing it also throughout the years, but this is a good one. This was a real good one. And we'll see how it opens tomorrow, but it's up 48, which is 4%. It's a $120 stock, $121 stock going 126. Simple as that. Just add a zero. And due to the fact it's got a gargantuan market cap, it's meaningful, especially to the NASDAQ 100, which is up about 0.5% in the aftermarket. Other things we move in sympathy, like a Facebook and Amazon and things like that. Other areas today that I do want to make note of. As mentioned, the financials. When you have a chance, for me, the number one is J.P. Morgan. You will see where it held that big support, and it's now just coming up the right side of this base that's been going on for about 7 months now. But definite accumulation there. And leave no doubt, the day it really bottomed was, if I can get my little finger on it, July 9th. Guess what happened July 9th? The bond market topped. Interest rates start going back up on the long end. That is what's definitively doing the trick for right now. I don't know if it's going to be able to do the trick for a while. So that's J.P. Morgan. Bank of America looks exactly the same. Citigroup, less so. And others are much weaker than but I do want to mention SunTrust. Wells Fargo, with all their problems coming up the right side. SunTrust, that's almost ready to break out of a seven-month trading. Symbol STI, regional. Big regional. Big in Florida here. So that's a name that I would put on the list. We're always looking for the strongest name out there. And again, that's a super regional. Other names that look pretty decent, there's not a lot that look like SunTrust, let me put it that way. That's the one that kind of sort of stands out. Remember the SVB Financial? That one, SIVB, you may take a look at that one. And again, we'll be watching rates, see how it plays out. Of course, the Trumpster has been talking big time about currencies and all that stuff. So there's a lot of things emanating out of ye old White House on that. Other areas. And again, we're just thumbing through different places. Industrials still very weak. Look at the XLI. And I do want to mention something like an Illinois Tool Work that dropped $11 today to 136 on their numbers and is in and around new yearly lows. The XLB materials, very weak. Industrials and materials, very weak. Interesting, huh? Transports. had another good day today. Was really weak until about 4 days ago. And then you got good reactions to CSX, a rail, which lifted others, like Norfolk Southern, which reports in a couple of days. Union Pacific, that did not act well on their earnings, back through the 50-day moving average. So that helped the transports. And then, believe it or not, United Airlines, UAL, new yearly high. And United, unlike most other airlines, if you look at American, you're near New Yearly lows versus United New Yearly highs. Delta, in between both. Southwest Airlines, closer to New Yearly lows. JetBlue, closer to New Yearly lows. But United is in the transports, and that's helped also. In oil land, mixed bag. Firstly, the oil services are breaking down badly, OIH. Oil services. The oil explorers and production. Looks like they're rolling over at highs, nearer to the highs. Excuse me, those are the big oils, my bad, XLE. The explorers and producers, XOP, still up near the highs. So very mixed bag. And as we have told you, as I scan a couple of hundred oil companies, not a lot of leadership anymore in that area, when for a little bit you had some leadership. So we'd avoid gold. Really bad. Still very bad. You know, bounced up on Friday, right back down today. Gold stocks broke Thursday's and Friday's low. That is bad news for the gold and bugs. Silver the same. Silver looks like the south end of a northbound jackass. And that's being nice. So we'd completely avoid gold and silver still. And of course, our dollar, which weakened last week at the tail end, had a better day. But I got news for you. Gold should have been strong on Friday and just went right back down today based on currency. So whatever's working against gold and silver, they're just in bear markets. That's all it comes down to. In bull markets, surprises happen to the upside. In bear markets, surprises happen to the downside. It's as simplistic as that. You got to define what type of a market you are in. Not good news there. Remember how bearish the food, beverage, and we told you there's been some improvement, and they rallied up some. Feels like they're starting to peter out. They rallied about 30-some-odd percent of the drop. So if you drop from 10 to 5, you rallied up to 6.5. And I'm just using that as an example. So we'd really not – there's nothing there. There's a few names of strength. Eli Lilly's been strong, LLY. We'll give you that one. About Church and Dwight, CHD, that's been strong. But they've been the exception to the rule. And when we mean exception to the rule, go look at Smucker's. Go look at Hershey's at new yearly lows. Amazing. Hershey's at new yearly lows. All that chocolate that they sell. They sell $7.5 billion worth of chocolate and chocolate products. And I think they also own some gum and mints and stuff like that. That is a lot of calories. God bless Hershey's. Wow. So that area, not so great either. And again, I can sit here and talk to you about the growth and all report in the next couple of weeks. And I am not Carnac, so I have no idea how the reactions are. But as we mentioned, Google is up 46 right now, was up 71 in the aftermarket. Who knows how it opens tomorrow. Again, sandbagged. And to explain, earnings estimates by the analyst community would be up 8%. Even though the last three quarters were in the mid-20s, mid to high 20s. And guess what they came in at? Mid to high 20s. So again, the Wall Street scam continues. And that's why we always have both eyes watching out on Wall Street, because, man, oh, man, that's just bad. It shouldn't happen. Points of light. Movers of the day. Do I have time? I don't think I have time for movers of the day. No win earnings are coming out. They're coming out in droves. This week, I think 10 Dow names. Next week, probably the rest, or in the next 3 weeks. And every important tech name, Taylor, Dow, all the big S&P names are coming out, so stay tuned. And don't worry about all the talk, oh, earnings have to be great. No, they don't. They do not. Up next on The Edge, more in the markets, lots more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to.
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready,
now!
Go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaugh.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I have Google up 33 now, so it's about 3.5% in the aftermarket for Google, who beat by a mile, but sandbagged the numbers, and I think maybe they're starting to realize it. But no matter what, Google is still just an absolute dominant force in what they do, even though they're getting sued by the EU, and even though they give you a colonoscopy on a daily basis, they know exactly what you're doing, how you're doing it. For them. Good for them. And by the way, April, May, June. Yeah, the last four quarters, Google earnings, 27.32, 28.28. And then they want you to believe that it was only going to come in at 8%. Wall Street, baby. What can I tell you? It's quite the amazing place, may I say. Always out to get over just a wee bit on the peeps. Movers of the day. You know what? I think I'm done with Trump for today. How about I've got Reata Pharmaceuticals up 36 dollars. Symbol R-E-T-A. And I'm going to guess, since I've never even heard of it, results from phase two on a drug. Market liked it. Go figure. Other movers upside, as mentioned, Google. We'll see what Google does tomorrow. Was up 14 today, up another 40. In the sevens, A Biomed, sixes, SVB Financial, and Broadcom. Fives, CoStar Group, Beijing, BlackRock, Chipotle holding the 50-day moving average to the – and just so you know, they report this week, so you really can't touch it. The 50-day moving average on Chipotle, $448.66. The low today was $448.79, 13 cents missed it by, and rallied up $8 off of there. Spotify up five. Four more. Wix Corp. Grupo Aeroporto, Stamps.com, three or more, Ameriprise Financial, Union Pacific, Burlington Stores, DocuSign, recent IPO, DOCU, watch it, Northern Trust, good reaction to earnings last week, Teleflex, Intuitive Surgical, The Twos, Tenet Health, EPAM Systems, WW Granger, Children's Place, we're in the twos. Downside today. Booking Holdings down 13. That's the old price line. Amazon up 12. It's back up a little bit in sympathy, but still down. It was down 30 today when Trump went after him with a tweet. Illinois Tool Work down 11, as mentioned. New yearly low. Wow. Tesla down 10. How do I explain this to you? Tesla said that they were going to be profitable in the next couple of quarters, and now they're going back to suppliers. They want some money back in order to help with profitability. If they didn't make cool cars, I think this thing would be half the price. Netgear down 10 to 65 bucks. Market no likey. Mercado Libre pulls back down 10. Ryanair down 10. European airline, I did not see the news. I got the news. Earnings 37%, my bad. Very low-cost airline in out of Ireland, but all over Europe. 8, Lennox International. 7, Northrop Grumman. Weak defense today. 6 is Mohawk Industries, TransDigm. Enanta Pharmaceuticals, Stanley Black & Decker. 5 or more, Domino's Pizza Delivers. Equinix, Lockheed Martin, another defense stock. 4 more, PetMed Express. Gaps down. Raytheon, another defense. Sherwin-Williams. Parker Hannifin, another industrial. These industrial stocks are acting horribly. 3 or more, Praxair. Halliburton, one of the real weak oil companies. Real bad action today. Teledyne, World Acceptance. Ferrari, CEO stepping down, was down 8, finished down 3.5. Rockwell Automation, 3M, they report, I believe, more, but the stock's been acting terribly. One of the worst names and a high price name in the Dow, so really has an effect. In fact, from the highs in January, it's down 60 points. That's about 400 and something Dow points. L3 Tech, another defense name. 2 or more, Albemarle, say that 10 times fast. Lam Research was down 5 and change, finished down to almost 3. NetTees, Solid Bioscience, Quaker Chemical, IDEX Corp, Nordson, Snap-on, snap out of it. Carlisle, Palo Alto Networks, Trade Desk, HDFC Bank, Roper Tech, Mesa Labs, almost done, YY Inc., Little Fuse, and that's it. That's our ever pop over the top movers of the day. Market's still sitting tight here, even though the NASDAQ had a nice little reversal to the upside today. But just a few names getting hit can hurt NASDAQ, but I gather Google's going to help unless it really changes overnight. I got it up 46 in the aftermarket as of right now, which is still pretty darn good for a mega cap. We'll see how the rest do in the days ahead. Remember, I believe Amazon this week, Facebook. Next week will be Apple and the rest of the names that are going to be muy importante to miss the market. If there's one fly in the ointment, semiconductors act very weird, but even they had a decent reversal today after a real ugly open. Housing related still not acting well. They hit some of the housing related names and the housing stocks also. So it remains a very mixed bag. And did I mention they're still hitting the emerging markets, which continue to submerge. So no time to throw darts right now. Comfort tape will isolate. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Night, night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,